Injury-wise, guys, we're okay today, so nothing there, just questions.
Vince, where does the blame lie when something like this goes as sideways as this did? I mean, I know it's one thing to lose, but it's
It starts with me, Troy. You know, I'm the head coach here. It starts with me. I've got to fix this. We had a great week of practice in all three phases. We had a great plan, so obviously I missed something this week. But it always starts with me, the head coach.
Do you think on defense with some of the missed tackles, there was a period there where, there's a little bit of quit in them?
Well, I told the team this after the football game. You know, every man has to do a self-check of himself, okay? And, you know, only each man would know, you know, what his heart said to him in the fourth quarter there. So that's where I'll leave that.
The passing against you guys, you surprised how well there was prepared to do with the passing and how well your defense was playing?
Well, we knew versus our defense and our offense, it was going to go through the tight ends. Okay, so that part did not surprise me. Stopping a run, that surprised me, you know, that we couldn't stop the run game. And that was a bigger issue to me than a pass game. But, you know, defensively, they had a great plan. Okay, they had a great plan in the run and pass game alike, and they exposed us. I thought Brock did a fine job. You know, Brock had a great week. I was proud of the week he had. He did a fine job. You know, obviously we had two more interceptions today that, you know, I don't like. But I have to go back and watch the tape and, you know, really get a feel for how Brock played.
On the pass to Emmanuel, did that look like some of those close?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a challenge to play. But my guy up top said it was out. He didn't finish the catch, so I wasn't going to waste a timeout there, you know, with the evidence that the catch wasn't finished.
Timeouts at the end, why did you do that rather than just take your medicine and go?
Well, that was my decision, you know, obviously. Just finishing playing the game. You know, that's my personality. You know, I want to see who was going to finish the game tonight. Simple as that.
Did you have a problem with the fourth down long pass?
No. I have no problem with how they played the game. It's our job to stop them. I have no problem at all with that.
Number of penalties today as well.
Yeah.
Is that going to be tough, especially with a lot of coaches, defensive coaches,
Absolutely. I think we had, 14 to 17 penalties. You know, that's unacceptable. We can't have those.
Was this guy being over-anxious or something?
Just trying to make plays, you know. Getting off on a snap count too early, obviously, but just trying to make plays. But we can't have it. Even the holding penalties, we can't have it.
As of now, you're sticking with Brock?
Well, we'll see. We'll see. You know, I have to go back and watch tape and see how the game was played from that position before I make any decisions there.
Along those lines, you tried changing the quarterback. What do you try next?
What do we try next?
Yeah.
To coach better and play better. You know, we're at the midway mark. You know, it's eight games in. You know, we're halfway. So, you know, we got to coach better and play better. It starts with me.
Right.
I'm really confident. You know, we have good players. We have a good locker room. You know, we have to figure out our brand of football, you know, and fix this, you know, and not have the penalties that we've had. You know, I mean, 14 to 15 in a game over 100 yards of penalties, that's unacceptable. So we got to fix that part first, and that starts with me as a head coach.
What do you think the disconnect is? You say every great weeks, and then
I'm not sure. I got to figure it out. I'm not sure.
Okay.
All right, guys. Thank you.